my jump-in point. Welcome to the Twang Trust. Just after 6 o'clock here on a Wednesday. And yes, it's the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Country and restroom. And tonight, it's the night. It's the big Roger Miller-a-palooza. So stay tuned. We've got author Lyle E. Style standing by for the whole 2 hours. It's going to be a gas, I guarantee it. And it's going to start, it's going to start like now.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8 or 12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, and every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing room buys an 8 or 12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8 or 12.
Welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. Here we are. And, Roger's getting carried away. He's so excited about having 2 full hours dedicated to him today on the Twang Trust, but try and keep it down a bit, Rog. Thank you. We got the obvious one out of the way first. King of the Road, of course, the Roger Miller classic everybody knows, but we're gonna play a few that that perhaps maybe some folks don't know so much.
Awesome! It's like a dream come true finally listening to some of these songs on the radio.
Yeah, well, it was a dream come true for me to walk into the bookstore a couple weeks ago and see a book on Roger Miller, and and here's the guy who wrote it. Mr. Lyle E. Style.
And what's the odds of being in Winnipeg and actually hearing Roger Miller on the radio?
So exactly. It's been a while. Awesome. Yeah.
For sure.
Well, it's a treat. I mean, it happens all the time here on the Twang Trust. Like, I know I like yourself, I guess. I'm a fairly recent convert to all things Roger. Mm-hmm. I guess I bought, the very first thing I ever bought was the box set about, 5 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, I knew King of the Road, you know, and I'd heard, you know, he's supposed to be this legendary songwriter, and I found a copy of the thing used. It was pretty cheap. I thought, let's see what this is all about. And, I mean, it blew me away.
It's unbelievable. Some of those tracks in there are just absolutely unreal.
It's, I mean, and everybody knows a handful of Roger Miller songs, but the things that, you know, I'd never heard of before, those were the ones that blew me away.
It was absolutely amazing what he could do with his voice. His voice was an instrument as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a guy. I mean, you don't listen to him and think of him. You know, he's not a classic, you know, great vocalist. I mean, he's not, you know, whatever, Celine Dion or whoever you want to throw in there who's considered, you know, a great singer.
I don't think Celine Dion's a great singer, for the record.
Well, but. no, neither do I. but it's just his range is amazing.
I personally think Roger Miller is one of the greatest singers ever. Yeah. You know, people say that he was a little bit raspy and stuff like that, but I just thought he was unreal, very original with his voice.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the quality of it. He was just so natural, I guess.
Exactly.
And then he could do so much with it.
Yeah. What a talent.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's where do I want to start here? He's always considered country, I guess, but I mean, when I first hear it, I don't necessarily think of it as country music. I mean, you know, you hear Johnny Cash, that's country music. You hear Roger Miller, it's, you know, I think Dwight Yoakam in your book really nails it. He compares him to guys like Cole Porter. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's that classic, I think.
I believe so, and I think that's probably why there's never been a book on Roger Miller before, is because he didn't quite fall into the traditional categories of just strictly country, strictly pop music. He was kind of lost somewhere in between. I think Waylon Jennings kind of pointed that out to me, that that's probably why he didn't receive his just dues.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's so nice to have an actual book out on him, and we're gonna talk about the book, and we're gonna listen to a whole lot of Roger Miller tonight, and what the heck do we want to go with next?
I don't know what you got on there.
I just got this little. Here's another thing. This guy is so amazing. There isn't a single actual Roger Miller album in print, like an actual original album. There's a box set and there's like 8,000 greatest hits.
Exactly.
Things. There's not a single original album in print.
It's the same 20 songs on a various amount of greatest hits CDs.
Yeah.
And luckily the box set came out, and I brought some records with me that really changed my life. That just completely blew me away.
Yeah.
Do you have My Uncle Used to Love Me But You Died on there?
Is that on here? It's not on this thing.
That's one of the greatest songs ever.
We can dig that out. But here's the one. No, here's something I want to ask you about your book. Have you heard the cussin' version of Dang Me?
You know, I never did pick it up. I never quite found that in the song. Is that on there? Did you find that?
I know. Who is it that talks about that in your book?
It was Jimmy Snyder and Gordy Collins. And they both said that in the middle of the song, Roger Miller said, "One more time, M-effer and stuff."
Yeah.
So, is this college radio?
It is. We can probably get away. You can even say booger on here.
Oh, really?
That's quite exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. You've come a long way.
Let's listen close. Let's listen close and see if we can hear it. Let's see if we can hear Roger cussing here. Ooh.
Well, here I sit high getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. A woman sitting home with a month old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14.27. Well, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so's maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. Pappy's a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me. Down take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Well, I think I finally found me a surefire way to forget. It's so simple, I'm surprised I hadn't done thought of it before yet.
foolproof. Well, it's foolhardy maybe, but who knows. Anyway, here I am walking toward where the cold dark water flows, cause all it takes is one dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free. Oh, I want to be free. Free from all this heartache and regret. And free from pining for the love I can't forget. The love that once was warm and then just somehow turned to hate. Made my life a prison from which there's only one escape. That's one dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free. One dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free.